Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, we continue our look at Hamas, Apostate America, and God in Conflict with Pastor Larry and his brand new book, The Abraham Proclamation. I hope you and your family are making plans to join us this summer for the Mysteries of the Bible Verse event, June 7th and 8th in the Cincinnati area. The lineup of speakers include Derek Gilbert, Rudy Landa, Michael Hoggard, Micah Van Hus, Greg Patton, and many others. Don't miss the premier event of 2024. For a complete listing of speakers and topics, and a link to special hotel rates, visit the events page of our website, swrc.com. Giants, UFOs, dragons, demons, secret societies, topics your Sunday school teacher didn't talk about. Mysteries of the Bible Verse, June 7th and 8th. Registration is now open with a limited number of VIP packages still available. Visit the events page of our website, swrc.com, and register today. You can also register by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Mysteries of the Bible Verse event, June 7th and 8th in Cincinnati. Now, here's Josh Davis and Dr. Larry Spargimino.
Friends, we are back today with Pastor Larry Spargimino as he is describing for us the teaching in his new resource, this brand new book, The Abraham Proclamation. If you missed yesterday's program, we talked about the biblical basis and the foundation of the Abraham Proclamation and the covenant that God made with Abraham and why that is so important. Today, we're going to continue discussing that somewhat, but we're also going to turn a corner with an eye towards current events and how we see these things playing out in theology, in the news. This book is so relevant, so timely, so current, and you need to get a copy of it. We'll tell you how you can do that in just a few minutes. Pastor Larry, why don't you bring us up to speed a little bit of what we talked about yesterday, and why don't you begin to describe for us, are all the aspects of the Abrahamic covenant still in force today?
Yes, thank you, Joshua. Well, on our previous program, we spoke about the central feature of the Abrahamic covenant, and that's in Genesis 12:3. In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. A wonderful, wonderful passage. We looked at the Abrahamic covenant, the ratification ceremony. We spoke about God's love for the Jewish people, but that his love doesn't stop with the Jewish people. They are simply a conduit of God's grace to the whole world. And we dealt with the charge that premillennialism is a racist eschatology that looks upon the Jews as being a favored people, period. Well, they are a favored people, but the favor that God pours on them is because he wants to bless through them the entire world. I think we cleared up some confusion there. And of course, as some of our listeners probably know, at one time I was an amillennialist and I believed in replacement theology. I think all of that is very wrong. But to continue, you had asked about, are all the aspects of the Abrahamic covenant still in force? Now, this is a hot item because even the replacement theologians would say that, yes, there is an Abrahamic covenant, but they see it in a dispensational way. And I think that's kind of hilarious because covenant theologians don't like dispensationalists, but yet when it comes to the Abrahamic covenant, they cut it off and they limit it to some period in the past, and now we've gotten into, quote, a new dispensation. I think that's kind of, well, I recognize that because I used to think that way. But are all aspects of the Abrahamic covenant still in force? Yes, indeed. The Abrahamic covenant is an everlasting covenant. We never find any passage in the Bible that even suggests that the Abrahamic covenant or certain portions of the Abrahamic covenant are changed, modified, or abrogated. And I want to emphasize that. I think one of the great scriptures if I just wanted to focus on one scripture that's so critical, there are many others, but the one I want to look at is Jeremiah 32:40. The Lord says, "And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts that they shall not depart from me." Now, the word everlasting is a translation of the Hebrew word olam. Olam is the word that is applied to God in Genesis 21:33. It speaks of, quote, the everlasting God. God's covenant is olam, just as God is olam. So God is never going to disappear. He's never going to be abrogated. He never is out of place or archaic or whatever. And in the same way, the covenant is olam. It is an everlasting covenant. Like I say, I think the scripture is so clear in these things. And of course, God doesn't change his plan just because some people are suffering from what I like to call incipient anti-Semitism. No Christian will hate Jews the way Hamas does. But some Christians, I believe, experience anti-Semitism in seed form. That's what I mean by the words incipient anti-Semitism. Covenant theology and amillennialism has had a big effect on their thinking about Israel and the Jewish people. And I'm not saying that replacement theologians want to kill Jews or anything of that sort, but I think there is a seed. That's why I call it incipient anti-Semitism. There is a seed in their hearts. Of course, it was very evident in Martin Luther, who in his toward the end of his life, I think around 1546, he wrote two little booklets. One was about 60,000 words where he really goes into a tirade against the Jewish people. It's very tragic, very sad when people deny that the Abrahamic covenant is still in force. It really is.
Well, friends, we're visiting with Pastor Larry Spargimino as he is unpacking some of the teaching behind his brand new book, The Abraham Proclamation. You can pick up a copy of this book by calling us at 1-800-652-1144, or you can visit swrc.com. That's swrc.com. While you're there, you can pick up his two other books that are wonderful books. Of course, Pastor Larry's written dozens of books and resources available at swrc.com. But with the Abraham Proclamation, we're offering two other of his popular books, Calvinism on Trial and Preterism on Trial. You can get all three for a special price when you visit swrc.com or you call 1-800-652-1144. Pastor Larry, you've been talking about replacement theology. I know that here on Watchmen on the Wall, we've dealt with that in recent weeks and months, but perhaps for those who are new to the program, perhaps for others who need some clarification on how you use this in this particular work, in this particular book, why don't you explain a little bit more about replacement theology?
Well, friends, replacement theology is the view that Israel, as a nation and a people, have no future promises. In other words, Israel's promises have been transferred to the church. The church has allegedly replaced Israel in the plan of God. Those who hold to replacement theology, they would criticize those of us who try to help Jewish people, food or whatever. They think, well, that's ridiculous. They're no different than any other people because now God has transferred their blessings to the church. In fact, in some of the older English Bibles, you will read a wonderful promise to Israel in the future. In fact, the word Israel is there. It's in the text. But on top of the page, it says, quote, God's promises to the church in the last days. Now, wait a minute. God's promises to the church in the last days? Hey, the text is speaking about Israel. There's nothing in the passage about the church. The passage is all about Israel. So in the Bible, even in the New Testament, the word Israel always means Israel, never the church. I was a partial preterist at one time and also believed in the teachings of replacement theology. I was speaking to someone who challenged me on that, and he suggested that I go through the New Testament, and every time I see the word Israel, write church as a substitute. So guess what I did? I did that, and I was shocked. I found out that Israel never means church. Israel, the word Israel, always means Israel. For example, in Acts 1 verse 6, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to the church? Of course not. It's not the church. It's about Israel. Wilt thou restore the kingdom to Israel? Matthew 19:28. Ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of the church. That's ridiculous. That's not what it's talking about. No, it's judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Israel means Israel. Church is never a substitute for Israel. And that's kind of the way I started moving away from replacement theology and amillennialism. I was challenged. We'll just see what the word Israel means. Does it ever mean church? It never does. Replacement theology is a human invention. And I think it's very, very sad. I know some good people who love the scriptures, who really exegete the scriptures and are very good. They have a good hermeneutic. They're very exegetical. But somehow, when it comes to Israel, they see church. I don't know exactly what it is. And I'm not condemning those people and saying that they're not saved or anything like that, but I really think that doesn't do justice to the scriptures. We need to follow good hermeneutical principles in the act of rightly dividing the Word of God. When we do that, we won't get confused and we will come up with the right answers. And I think in this case, it's very sad here because we see all of the hostility in America and even in some Christian circles against Israel. And it's based on this idea that Israel no longer has any place or plan or purpose in the kingdom of God. And I think that's very wrong. So sometimes there are things in theology that we might think, well, that's not really important. Well, every word is fully inspired. The scripture, I believe in plenary verbal inspiration. Don't mess with the word of God. If you do, you'll be wrong.
Amen, Pastor Larry. I couldn't agree with you more because these are such important issues. We see, especially when it comes to the role of Bible prophecy, that people are willing to take verses out of context to support theories, and we just brush aside God's word and go forward with our theology or our theory or whatever it may be. And while we're brothers and sisters in Christ with those who disagree with us when it comes to certain aspects of Bible prophecy, and we don't dissociate from them or disfellowship from them unless they're denying the core doctrines of the faith.
Amen.
But at the same time, we, as you just so eloquently said, we have the privilege, we have the responsibility to rightly handle God's word. And if we mishandle that, we are hurting the cause of Christ, and we are doing a disservice to people who listen to us or read what we have written if we're not accurately handling God's word. We want to be faithful expositors and teachers and proclaimers of God's truth as it is in all doctrines. And we're talking about some real world ramifications that we see in our world today when people don't handle God's word correctly and they begin to misapply or misinterpret God's word. Now, you go into some of these real world ramifications in the book, the Abraham Proclamation. And so let's turn and talk about some of those kinds of things. Before we do that, friends, let me just remind you, we're talking with Pastor Larry Spargimino about his brand new book, The Abraham Proclamation. You can pick up a copy of the book by going to swrc.com or by giving us a call at 1-800-652-1144. So, Pastor Larry, what are some of the unique and special ways that America has shown support for Israel over the years? In the book, you talk about Pat Boone and how he wrote a second national anthem for Israel. You also talk about how that some American cowboys are in Israel right now helping out. Can you unpack some of these things for us?
Yes, Josh, that is really a great question. Pat Boone has given Israel the second Jewish national anthem. Boone wrote the lyrics to the theme by Ernest Gold for Otto Preminger's 1950 Academy Award-winning epic, Exodus. We all remember that. I love the music. I won't sing the theme. It wouldn't be too good, but it's a very wonderful theme, a wonderful story. That is the movie that starred Paul Newman. Boone said Israel's struggles and victories have moved his heart. And so in 25 minutes, he wrote the words on a Christmas card. Boone said this, that Christmas card is on display on the wall of the righteous Gentile in Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem. Can you imagine that? And so where they asked if they could have, you know, whatever I wrote those words on, because they wanted every Jewish child in Israel to know those words by heart. And I think, you know, to see it in the, it's a Christmas card, and he's scribbled the words on the back, wrote the thing in a little bit less than a half an hour. I just want to recite some of the words. It goes like this. This land is mine. God gave this land to me. This great, this golden land to me. And when the morning sun reveals her hills and plains, I see a land where children can run free. So take my hand and walk this land with me, and walk this golden land with me. Boone was actually honored by the Jerusalem Post in February 2010. The current conflict, of course, has brought it back into focus. So I think that's really wonderful. A lot of people don't know much about Pat Boone, but he loves the Bible, he loves the Jewish people, he loves the scriptures, he understands prophecy, and I think he's a great man of God. And you mentioned about the cowboys in Israel. They are working with, it's an organization called Operation Itai. Its mission is to equip and defend the 200 communities in Judea and Samaria, airlifting critical and essential supplies and equipment that they've been forced to do without since most of Israel's military has been called to the battlefront. And then there is a group called HaYovel, which means the Jubilee. It's the parent organization of Operation Itai. The Jerusalem Post actually featured an article titled, quote, Meet the Christian Cowboys Defending Israel's Heartland. That's the November the 9th, 2023 issue of the Jerusalem Post. And so these are young volunteers, mostly in their 20s. They wear cowboy hats and boots. Some come from East Tennessee, where you are, Missouri, Texas, Arkansas, and Montana. And for 20 years, HaYovel has been bringing several hundred Christians to Israel each year. They're really involved. There's many Christian organizations. Israel knows about it. Israel is very appreciative that there are Christian organizations in America doing this kind of work. And as I look at, for example, the Rosenberg Report, Joel Rosenberg is one of the great men of God in this day, there are more and more Jews who are converting to Christianity. And I think so. All of this, Pat Boone, the American Cowboys, the work of the Holy Spirit, the fact that many Jews are asking, hey, what's going on? That we see with Pat Boone, we see with American Christians, we see with Chinese Christians. It's a beautiful and wonderful thing. And I think today we say, oh, anti-Semitism, anti-Semitism. Well, not the whole world agrees with that. There are many Christians who are saying, no, no, those are God's people. God has a covenant with them. God will fulfill his promises. I could go into a lot more about Chinese evangelism and so forth and the Jewish people, but it's absolutely amazing what's going on in the world, and it's good. We sometimes get all focused on the darkness, the evil things. There's a lot of that. I don't want to deny that, but God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Hallelujah.
Amen, and thank you, Pastor Larry, for sharing that. We see that God is always going to triumph over evil, and he has promised in the very end that he will quarantine evil forever in the lake of fire. And we know that day is coming. Amen. And it's as sure as the promise to Abraham and the promise to his people. And we see that the Abrahamic covenant was a covenant about a people, about a land, and about the whole world, as you said in our previous program. And friends, we're talking with Pastor Larry Spargimino about this brand new book, The Abraham Proclamation. You can pick up a copy of this timely, current, relevant, biblical book by getting in touch with us. You can visit swrc.com, that's swrc.com, or you can give us a call at 1-800-652-1144, that's 1-800-652-1144. 1144. We're offering this brand new book in addition to two other books in a special three-book bundle price, and you can call us or go online to get all three books, Calvinism on Trial, Preterism on Trial, and the Abraham Proclamation in a bundle for a special price. Again, swrc.com or 1-800-652-1144. Pastor Larry, we turn our attention now to part of the book that you begin to discuss with Hamas and the events of October 7th. Was that a surprise to you?
Well, Joshua, not really. I was expecting something like that to happen. A couple of things led me to this conclusion. First of all, there are a lot of Jews in Israel who are not appreciative of Benjamin Netanyahu. That's a shock to me, but I think he's a great man. He said, you know, you don't put out 80% of a fire because the fire will erupt again. That's exactly, he's talking about Hamas. You don't just deal with a little bit of it. You got to deal with the whole problem. But anyhow, there are Jews in Israel who don't like him. And there have been a lot of protests from the progressive left against Mr. Netanyahu. He takes a strong position. I believe he's done a lot for the safety and security of Israel. Many progressive Jews are against that sort of thing, just like many progressives in America are against a strong America. So I knew that there was division in Israel at that time, especially with Mr. Netanyahu. And when we went to Israel last September, you were on the trip with us, and we were all together. Frankly, I did not feel safe and secure. And every time I went to Israel before that, I really did. But I could sense that something was going on, and I was very troubled. We of course, were safe, but the Lord was gracious and got us out of there before October the 7th. The second reason I was not surprised by October the 7th is that in the last several years, there's been a rising anti-Semitism worldwide. There are a lot of examples of it in Europe, examples of it in the United States, and even in places like Australia, something was happening, something was building. So I just had this strange feeling. And like I say, every time I went to Israel before that, several times, I felt very safe, actually safer than in America, because I know that everything was under control, but there was a sense that something was afoot. And then there's a third reason I was not surprised by October the 7th was the worldwide rise against the Judeo-Christian scriptures. You know, when a culture grows in its hostility against Christians and Christianity, as we see today, there's a growing hostility against the Bible and what Christians believe about Israel. So I was not at all surprised in this tragedy. I think it was very, very bad, but I think there are some good things that are really coming out of it. And like I said, I have a positive outlook. The devil means these things for evil, but I think God is using them for his own glory. We are seeing shameful protests from the Ivy League schools in America against Israel and for Hamas, but we're also seeing young people saying, hey, wait a second. Why can't I get my degree? You know, why are these people closing the schools? Why are they protesting? So many of them don't even come from America, you know, this kind of thing. So I do see a pushback, but like I say, I was not surprised by October the 7th.
Well, friends, we're visiting with Pastor Larry Spargimino as we discuss his brand new book, The Abraham Proclamation. And there's so much more that we're going to get to on the next program as well as we talk specifically about the Palestinians. How should Christians view the Palestinians? What about the history of Palestine? Where does this come from? Does God still have a future for Israel? And what is that future that God has? So we encourage you to join us again on tomorrow's program. But Pastor Larry, why don't you touch on the way that the Biden administration is handling the current situation in Israel?
Well, Joshua, I don't approve of it at all. I believe that the way the Biden administration is handling the situation is not only prolonging the grief and the suffering for both Jew and Palestinian, and that's a wrong idea. We want this war to come to an end. We need to take a decisive stand. we need to say this, we're going to defend Israel. The world's going to know about it. Hamas is going to know about it. Hezbollah is going to know about it. Everything will stop when we take a strong stand. But the Biden administration has been waffling in so many ways, and I know we're about running out of time. There's many more things to say about that. But I think when you waffle, when you don't take a strong stand, then you encourage the enemy. And when you do that, the war drags on and on and on. The casualties mount. And guess what happens? Israel looks bad. America looks bad. And I believe that's one of the things that the globalists want. They don't want any nation to find victory. They don't want anybody to be patriotic. And I think we see this today in the way, you know, one day the Biden administration says, I'm for Israel. The next day, well, we're not going to send them bullets kind of thing. That is not good.
Amen, Pastor Larry. Well, we'll put a bookmark in there and we'll pick up with those thoughts tomorrow on the program, Lord willing. And so, friends, we encourage you to join us again tomorrow for part three as we continue to discuss these important, timely, crucial events as they are outlined for us in the Abraham Proclamation book. We encourage you to pick up your copy today at swrc.com. Pastor Larry, I'm looking forward to continuing this conversation with you on tomorrow's program.
I am as well. This is going to get really exciting.
The tragedy in Israel of October 7th has touched off a firestorm of confusion. The confusion can be dissipated by looking to Scripture to see what God says about Israel, the Palestinians, and which side Christians should be on. The Abraham Proclamation, the brand new book from Dr. Larry Spargimino, takes the reader back to the Bible. What does the Word of God say about this hot topic? Pastor Larry examines the Abrahamic covenant, its promises, and its fulfillment. He deals with replacement theology, the Catholic Church's position, the Biden administration's waffling, and the Lord's amazing conversion of former Palestinian terrorists. The Abraham Proclamation, Hamas, Apostate America, and God in Conflict provides both information and inspiration to the reader, and will be a helpful resource for pastors, Sunday school teachers, and all who want to be informed. Order your copies of the Abraham Proclamation today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order at our website, swrc.com. The Abraham Proclamation by Dr. Larry Spargimino, 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, we conclude our look at the Abraham Proclamation with Dr. Larry Spargimino. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station or by downloading our SWRC mobile app. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.